something and everything. My name is Ezra Hill. My co-host Casey and I are going to be discussing a wide variety of topics from the perspective of two Midwestern middle-aged minds. We're not experts, just everyday ordinary people like you. We hope you might find our podcast inadvertently interesting and informative. Hopefully it'll amount to more than a hill of beans. Casey, I saw on social media you put up your Easter tree.
I did. Are you jealous?
No. I'm perfectly fine. I didn't even put up a Christmas tree this year.
Yeah, I know.
I think we talked about
that. Yeah, we did. Because you suck.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling the holiday spirit
this year.
You're
Scrooge.
Okay, but you put your tree up at Christmas. You've been keeping it going for every holiday. Mm-hmm. So we got St. Patty's Day coming up, but you decided to skip that holiday and go straight for Easter.
No, my husband said, you know, I bet that you won't actually do it and decorate our tree for every holiday, right? And so I was like, I don't like to lose. So I took on the challenge. Anyways, it was very conflicting, right? Because Easter and St. Patty's are in the same month. So mm-hmm. then I had to like reconcile which one was more important and how do I still not lose the bet? So strategically, I was like, okay, I got the green, the tree's green represents St. Patty's Day. Okay. And then, you know, I puked eggs all over it, right? Mm-hmm. So then I win, right? I hit both holidays.
Okay. Did you put the Easter Bunny on top?
Yeah, the Easter Bunny's on top. And then the Easter Bunny pooped a bunch of eggs all over the tree.
What about, did you put any crosses on the tree?
No, but it really
is. That's what Easter's all about.
It really is about, right? Jesus.
Yeah.
So I'll get the cross.
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen, baby Jesus.
Okay. So what are we talking about today?
Talked a lot about like what you should do on a date and things like that, but we haven't talked about what you should not do or say on a first date.
Mm, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good one because I've been on a lot of first dates.
You sure have.
And sometimes if the date doesn't go well or there's no second date, then I am like analyzing it kind of like, what did I say? What did I do? You know, maybe I shouldn't have wore that shirt.
Yeah.
You know what? When I go on a first date or any date, really, do you know what shirt I wear and what it's made out of? The material?
Oh my gosh, you wear the same shirt for every first date?
Yeah, because it's made out of boyfriend material.
That is so cheesy, dude.
I think maybe that's a...
No wonder why you only have a shitload of first dates and they don't go anywhere else.
Yeah, maybe that's why I don't get a second date.
Mm-hmm. And is that what you tell them? Like you're made up your boyfriend material?
Well, if they like compliment, they're like, hey, I like that shirt. I'm like, it's made out of boyfriend material.
You use that same line every day, don't you?
Yeah.
That's why you're losing, Ezra.
Or like, I like to say, yes, I know. Like sometimes I'll be like when they get there, if I get there before them and they're like, oh, how long have you been here? I'm like, well, I've had three drinks.
Stop it. You get there like an hour before they do?
No. Typically, I do get there sometimes and have a drink just to kind of relax myself and mm-hmm. kind of tame the anxiety.
So do you have your notepad? Are you ready to take notes?
To take notes on this?
Yeah. Okay. All right, Ezra.
Yeah.
All right, let's start with...
You know something else I say what? Sometimes that I probably shouldn't on a first date?
What?
When they're like... hey, how you doing? And I'm usually like, pretty good since I'm back on my medication.
Well, that's coming up here. We're going to tackle that one.
Okay.
All right. So you ready to take notes? Okay.
Yes, let's do this.
All right. On your first date, these are things that you should avoid saying. We're going to start with anything overly negative or critical about your date's appearance.
Yeah. You probably shouldn't say, God damn, Christy, you think you got enough Botox going? She's really got those lip injections going. Which, the whole lip injection thing, I don't really...
You don't get it.
Well, I mean, it's just obvious. It's like, I don't know. I mean, I don't really understand. I mean, I can, okay, if you want to have some fuller lips, I get that part. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I'm just like, whoa.
Yeah. You know? So here's the scoop with that. I think that there's, you know, different categories of these injectors, right? Of what the people are going for. You have the girls that really want you to know that they get injections, right? And then you have the people that are getting injected to just refill loss of volume and keeping them where they were, right? Mm-hmm. So they're not actually changing their appearance. They're just, you know.
Which I think that's fun. Like I myself, I do things to try and, you know, better my appearance. Like, you know, I keep my beard trimmed. I'll throw some color in it sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, I have male pattern baldness, so I just shave my head. But sometimes I'm like, maybe I should try Rogaine or something, which I don't necessarily think there's anything wrong with that. But I think there's a line that you can cross where it's just like, dang.
Yeah. There is. And
freak show.
Well, but to them, what that person sees in the mirror is not that. So you have to, it's.
Well, here's the thing.
And that's, there's conditions out there where they can't actually see.
And sometimes I'm guilty of this because like I try to go to the gym, you know, 4 or 5 days a week. And so when I'm at home and I look in the mirror, I'm like, man, sometimes I'm like, man, my arms aren't big enough or whatever. And then like, I have some people like not too long ago, I went to, I had to go get some blood drawn. And when I walk in, the lab technician that was drawing the blood was like, dang, man, you got some cannons on you or what, you know, he was making comments about my arms. And I'm like, I don't think my arms are that big.
Right.
But
you look at yourself,
when you look at yourself every day, you're always critiquing yourself. And so you always think, man, I need to do more and more, better, better.
Yeah.
And I think people do that with their physical appearance as well. Like when it comes to Botox and lip injections and plastic surgery.
We have a whole episode coming up on that, which I'm excited to talk about, but we're so off track.
Oh yeah.
But I will definitely say, since we were talking about that, you know, I do go to Love Your Look Aesthetics. And if you're looking for somebody who is,
do they do stuff for guys?
They do.
Oh.
Yep. But Love Your Look is amazing. They do all kinds of stuff. I just had something done for my TMJ. I grind my teeth a lot and, it causes me to have headaches and jaw pain. They put Botox in the jaw.
Really?
And then the jaw relaxes.
Because I grind my teeth at night, too.
It's amazing.
Because when I wake up in the morning, my jaw is like sore.
Yeah. They're so professional, and I feel like they've always led me in the right direction and never like pushed me to do more than I should. You know, because my goals are always very just to retain some of my natural look and age gracefully, right?
Yeah. I am on board with that 100%.
Yeah.
Like when I look at you, I don't see, like, I don't look, oh man, she's spent a lot of money on whatever. Yeah. But some people I'm just like, whoa, I think that's a little too far.
Yeah. Love Your Looks is really good. So we'll do a whole nother episode. And we already talked with them and they'll be happy to come on the show. And we can dive in and talk to them about, you know, their experiences and what they do. And obviously that question right there, Ezra, I mean, that statement. So let's get back to, all right, what should you not say on a first date? Anything overly negative or critical about your date's appearance, right? You never want to do that. I mean, that's pretty shallow.
Yeah.
You're going to make them self-conscious and insecure. Mm. And who would do that? Has a chick ever done that to you?
Not that I can recall. No, nothing negative or critical that I can recall.
Have you ever done it to a girl?
No.
Good.
But I have in my head.
I thought it in my head.
Been saying a lot of things in my head like, oh man, she looks about 30 pounds heavier than her photos or, you know, whatever, which that's a whole nother podcast episode too.
Yep. Well, I think it's just like, keep those thoughts in your head. So you, you're good on that. You don't need to take notes on that. You're doing good. Good job. All right. All right. Personal details about past relationships, especially if they're negative or involve intimate details. You should not do this.
I agree. Because I also have heard a lot of women talk about, oh man, the whole time we were on our date, all he did was talk about his ex, which instantly tells them he's not over his ex. Mm-hmm. So there's most likely not going to be a second date. Mm-hmm. And that guy shouldn't be dating anyway.
Right.
So sometimes I like to know where they're coming from a standpoint of, you know, when was your last relationship? Are you going through a divorce? Are you divorced? How long ago? Because I think I've said this before. I don't recommend dating someone that's going through a divorce or their divorce isn't final, because it can complicate things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And on a first date too, and I totally agree with what you're saying about waiting through that time period. But if I'm on a date with somebody and I am right out of the gate talking about a past relationship and I go on this tangent and I'm talking and talking and talking about it, that to me would be a sign that the readiness is not even there yet for a new relationship, because you're too busy talking about your past relationship and not even focused on that person sitting across from you.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Another one, political or religious rants or extreme opinions.
Yeah, definitely a no-no.
Yeah, like, do you go on your first date and go, so where do you stand?
Goddamn government. I pay my taxes. That's what they do to me. That's why I don't leave a tip at restaurants.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should avoid politics. You know, and if that's an issue for you where, like, because I've seen it on dating profiles before where they're like, if you voted for Trump, swipe left. And I'm just like, okay, my pleasure or whatever, you know, because yeah. If it's that big of a deal, I don't want to date you anyway, to where you're just going to be analyzed. Everybody has different views and opinions, and that's okay.
I agree. If you're meeting somebody on a dating profile, if there's a hard no, which could be if you're Republican, if you're Democrat, if you're a certain religion, that needs to go on there. There should not even be a first date. If you already know 100%, it's a hard no. Like, yeah. I will not date somebody that's this or that.
Yeah. And sometimes I think, like, I'm Republican, you know, my views tend to line with the Republican standpoint as far as politics go. I've run on the Republican ticket, but I kind of consider myself, you know, a moderate Republican. I've dated Democrats before, and sometimes it's good to have the variety to where you can have some conversation back and forth and understand where someone else is coming from. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I think that's good and healthy in a relationship.
I think I 100% agree with you. I love a diverse relationship. I love being challenged. I think just being open-minded is big, because I do believe you can still be in a relationship with someone, have your own identity, and respect each other's beliefs and opinions. Now, I do think the religious one could be a big hurdle where your faith is and things like that. But yeah, I think it's good to have diversity in your relationship and to be challenged. It makes you grow.
I agree.
Amen. All right. Okay. Another thing you should not do on your first date, Ezra, you should not tell any offensive jokes or make comments about sensitive topics like race, gender, sexuality, or disabilities.
I agree.
Right.
You should not.
No. Right. Because that just makes you look like you're not empathetic. You lack any sensitivity. Like, you're just a douchebag.
Yeah, you're a real douchebag, man.
Douchebag.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because when you're getting to know someone, you don't know necessarily where they're coming from, what they've been through. So definitely use caution when it comes to, you know, I think humor is great, but you definitely got to use some caution on what exactly you're going to be joking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, absolutely. You shouldn't joke about being back on your meds. Like I do.
Yeah, you do.
By the way, just in case our listeners are wondering, I'm doing great. I'm back on my meds.
He just got out of the asylum. Is that what they're called?
Yeah. What? Well, they don't. I don't think they have them in asylums.
I had to beg them to release you.
I don't think
you.
They call them asylums anymore. Yes. I mean, going along, mental health is very important. And you don't know, you know, like I've suffered from depression and a variety of different things throughout my life. So when you're joking about those things, sometimes I joke about things that I've experienced, but you don't know what other people have experienced with that thing. So you have to be careful.
You know, I just think you need to be mindful. Yeah. All right. The next one, first date. Don't talk about your financial problems or discussions about how much money you make.
I agree.
Yeah.
You don't want to be like, hey, I got my rent's coming up. Can you pick up the tab? I'll get you next time.
Right.
And then when she says, sure, no problem, then don't be like, I'll have another drink.
Yeah. Well, in that case, give me a bucket.
I have heard, like, I don't know, I'm kind of old fashioned. So I always pay when I'm on a date. I guess that's old fashioned. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I've heard a lot of stories where women go on dates and then the guy ends up, you know, splitting the check or saying, what's bizarre to me is I've heard far more stories of where a guy makes up some kind of story, like he forgot his wallet or they bring the check and he just leaves it.
Yeah.
And doesn't look at it or address it. And then finally, when the woman's like, I need to go, I need to leave and go home, she just pays it. And it was like,
that's so awkward.
Yeah. And it, I don't know, very bizarre to me. Like, I don't understand that. It frustrates me because it makes men look bad when you do that shit. So if that's you and you're listening, get your shit together. If you can't afford to pay for a date, then you shouldn't be dating.
Hmm. What if the girl asked him on a date?
If he can't afford to pay for the date,
don't go on the date. Okay. You are very, you know, kind of old fashioned, traditional.
In my opinion, or there's cheap ways to date out there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's meet for coffee.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I personally.
So get creative with your budget then.
Yes. Okay. If I, like now, my philosophy is if I go on a first date, it's usually like coffee or some, or maybe a drink because I'm not doing an expensive dinner for it to not work out. And then it's like, shit, I spent $150 on dinner last night on a girl that I'm never going to see again or whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
because you said the wrong thing. All right. The next one, TMI, do not bring too much information to the date. Do not talk about your bodily functions or your health issues. Do you consider that? So like
man, these when I was doing my research, make me gassy.
Yeah. When I was doing my research, I was like, wow. So, you know, first date, would you want to know about somebody's health issues? I mean, that's kind of something important, but, you know, is that considered TMI for the first date? Don't talk
I'll be right back. I got to go put on some of my medicated cream.
Yeah. I just sharted, right? Like, oops.
Oops. Oh God.
Yeah. That's bodily functions, people. When you talk about, you know, if you're sitting across from a girl
and
you think
idea.
You just pooped yourself, you don't say it. I don't know what you do, but you don't say it. Dude, then they probably stink.
Thank God I've never had that problem.
Mm-hmm. Listen, it can be sharing too much personal or intimate information too soon can be off-putting. And it will make your date feel very uncomfortable. It's best to keep the conversation light.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
But keep it light.
I don't think you should dive in and discuss your medicated ointments and what medications you take and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Nor should you pry into someone else's, you know, bill of health.
Yeah. First dates, I feel like, should be more casual.
Yes. Casual. Shoot the shit.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going? I don't know. Sometimes I like talking about dating experiences.
Because
generally when I meet someone for a date, it's like everyone has their stories, you know, about these bad dates they've been on or whatever. So sometimes it's fun. That's why I hear about a lot of these things where, yeah, they brought the bill and the guy just ignored the bill. He just let it sit there forever.
Yeah.
You always hear about all those kind of stories.
You could probably write a book.
Well, I could.
Ezra's first date.
And I know enough people. I have enough friends who are single that I could combine. You know, we could combine all our stories and definitely make a.
You give them to me. I'll write it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll do that.
All right. So next. So when your date, you know, you want to know about like their family and their friends and you're going to tap into that. Right. But you should not be criticizing once you hear about their family or friends. So, you know,
and your dad sounds like a real dick.
Right. Right. You know, if the girl's like, you know, oh, I, you know, grew up with strict parents and this and that, you don't start into like the criticism aspect of. Mm-hmm. That information that they're giving you.
Yeah.
So yeah, keep the conversation light.
I just glanced at the next one on your list.
Yeah. You mean the don't talk about marriage, children, or your desire for them way too early.
So you shouldn't tell someone, hey, I'm really feeling a connection here. I think I'm in love.
You want to be my baby daddy?
You know, I got a couple kids at home that really need a dad.
Yeah. You got a U-Haul, get us moved in.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to, spook them and be like, geez, I don't even know you. And you're talking about, you know, getting married and kids. However, you know, at our age, you know, okay, I'm 46. At our age, I think you do need to communicate early on what you want, because like me, I don't, you know, I'm not interested in having any more kids. So it wouldn't make sense for me to date someone that wants kids. Mm-hmm. So you kind of need to get that information out there pretty early, I think.
Yeah.
In some instances.
Yeah. I mean, discussing long-term commitment or family planning too early in a relationship, that can be overwhelming and make like a person scared. Mm-hmm. And like, it will scare your date away. Like if you're too aggressive about the family planning, right? So it's more like important to focus on that moment right then and there with them. And then later on, once you know you really like each other, then maybe start tapping into future plans. Yeah. But the first date, we shouldn't be talking about marriage.
I agree.
Yeah. Or reproducing.
That's kind of, you know, the one good thing about online dating is, you know, some people do put a profile together and you can answer questions and it'll say like, you know, what's your kid situation? You can say, I have kids. I don't want any more kids, or, you know, I want more kids, or I don't have any kids. I want to have kids. You know, that's an important thing on a profile, because like I said, if, you know, I'm not interested in having more kids, so it would make no sense for me to date someone that wants kids.
All right. Anything that sounds too rehearsed or insincere, you should not be doing. So like if you're over prepping what you're going to like say for a date, like they're going to know, like if you know, like how you use that same line, the boy, like, oh, I like your shirt. Thanks. It's boyfriend material. She's going to be like, how many times does he say that?
I don't always. Or sometimes I might be like, can you tell I'm drunk? Well, I try to keep the mood casual. I guess that makes sense. You don't want to sound robotic.
Yeah.
You know, the best dates are where it's kind of flowing and you're having good conversation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's some laughter and things like that.
A natural vibe going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
there was a question one time on a dating app. And it said something like, what's the sign of a good first date?
Yeah.
And my answer was, you're asked to leave.
Oh, that's because you were there like super late and closed it out.
Yeah. Or maybe you're having so much fun, you're getting rowdy and they're like, you guys need to leave.
Yeah. Because you're just having a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, coming across as insecure or rehearsed can make your date feel like you're not being genuine or authentic. Mm-hmm. It's important to be yourself, engage in genuine conversation, rather than trying to impress your date with rehearsed lines or stories.
Yeah.
Serves love.
Love is love.
Love is love. All right, you guys, you can join us on our Facebook group. It is Hill of Beans with Ezra and Casey. Also, you can email us if you want at hofbeans@gmail.com. If you have any suggestions on episode talks or things that you want to hear from us, let us know. Don't forget to give us the thumbs up and subscribe.